Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is Churchill Seladule, and this is my season. Definitely is mine. I don't know about you, but I claim this season as my very own. Very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. It is, of course, that time. And with me in studio, I've got Tebogo Selebi, right? Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
No, I'm good. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I must say, when you walked in here and I saw a couple of people, I was like, this guy looks familiar. And I was like, are you not an actor or something?
No. No, I could never.
You could never?
No way.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not cut out for that light like that.
Now, Tebogo, tell us a bit about yourself. Who is Tebogo?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Tebogo is an entrepreneur. A business consultant, and of course a registered business accountant.
Okay.
I have my own business, which is TMMBS, and I'm the managing partner of that business.
All right. And you are also I saw Sage. Is Sage that one that pays us, that one that shows us our payslips?
Yeah.
And what role do you play at Sage as well, because I see you've got something to do with Sage as well?
So we I'm essentially a Sage accountant ambassador. So I vouch for, you know, obviously Sage as an organization, and there's a couple of success stories that I share based on even our own experience working with, you know, brands like Sage. So essentially that's who I am. It's just like an ambassador for Sage.
Maybe tell us about TMMBS. What exactly do you do? What is your business, or who does your business actually cater for?
Okay, so I'll start obviously with who our business is or what we do. You know, so we are an award-winning business and management consulting firm. We specialize in accounting, assurance, advisory, business development, as well as taxation services. And recently we've dabbled into corporate finance.
Okay.
So we obviously also want to like look into opportunities for funding other businesses as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of the work we've done, we work with brands like Yobatu, you know, Africa's first premium sneaker brand. Yeah, Makwasa Africa.
Are you working with the big names? You've got this thing, you've got your numbers proper.
Yeah, you know, so those are some of the clients that we work with, you know, your Legends Barber, Africa's first barber shop. So yeah, it's mostly guys within retail, manufacturing, logistics as well.
All right.
But we cater, you know, for various and different industries as well, yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing here today? Why is it so important for you to come here? Because now that you're mentioning these big names, I'm like, this guy is not really a small business. It can't be. Yeah. I think there's been a lot of growth, you know. By the way, how long have you been around?
We started in 2016, so it's what, eight years, give or take? Yeah.
How old are you, Gant? I always ask that question because I'm like,
I've been running for so long.
The business is.
Yeah.
No, but also, it also talks about how long you've actually been doing this, which also does speak to your age. Yeah, this guy's been around. would you categorize yourself as a small business?
Today, no.
Yeah.
But the reason why I am here is because obviously we started also as a small business.
Oh, wow.
So we started as a small accounting practice in Kagiso. It's a township in the West Rand.
Wow.
You know, and we've basically scaled our business from that particular point in time to say even in under 3 years, we made our first 7 figures.
Wow.
And yeah, we scaled up to a point where now our office is actually not far from here. We are based in
Sente.
Sente, yeah, right across Sente City.
I love the sound of that. You know what also makes me happy as I sit with you here?
Yes.
Is that there is a business person probably listening, and I've really been calling out my listener who's sitting at home and who's not here, categorized as a small business.
Yeah.
Because I think it's very important to come and open up your mind.
Absolutely.
What's really making me happy is that you're saying at some point you truly were a small business.
Yes.
That attended such things,
absolutely,
you know, that learned from such platforms, in order for you to sit here and say, hey, I can safely say I am no longer in that small business category, because at some point growth needs to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, remember that, you know, such an event or such a conference is essentially it's a proper premium, you know, place to network, to find opportunities, you know, to find people that you can collaborate with. And you I think people take these kind of events not necessarily for granted, but I don't think they actually realize and see how much impact. And because all these brands are here for small businesses.
Exactly.
You know, they're not here for large entities or whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
So it's like it's very important to actually come and see different businesses and what they're doing in the space that we're all, you know, operating from, whether it be a startup or aspiring or even a small business.
Yeah.
Come and see, you know, how these guys can help you take your business to the next level.
Yeah. So why are you here? Are you here to network? Are you here to encourage us and say, hey, I've done it. You're here to do it. What exactly are you here for, and why you?
Yeah.
Why
No, so I was a speaker. I had a slot at 2:15.
Oh.
So that's essentially why I came, to basically also share, like I'm saying, the success story, you know, of what we've been able to do over the years, even working with a brand like Sage itself. So it's just to kind of say, like, you know, like I'm saying now, we also started as a small practice where it was just myself and my business partner, to a point where now we have a full-on team. And I've mentioned the clients that we service, you know, I mean, even it's just like, it's give yourself time, invest, you know, a lot, but also just make sure that you do what you need to do to take your business to the next level. So my contribution here today was to kind of just share our success story of our brand and how far we've come, and how we can also assist other businesses that find themselves in a similar role to where we were at some point.
Speaking of assistance, somebody is actually listening right now, and they need that assistance. How do we reach you guys?
They can always reach us through our website, www.tmmbs.co.za, or you can send us a direct email at info@tmmbs.co.za. And I mean, why I'm mentioning this, like I said, we're dabbling into corporate finance. So there's various opportunities for funding that we're looking to assist people with, be it private or even public funds. We also have a mentorship foundation, where we're saying all the things that we've learned over the years, we want to be able to give them back, not-for-profit cause, you know, just to help other people that were similar or in a similar place as to where we were, to kind of basically help grow their businesses as well.
Teboho, thank you so much, and have a great day further.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that's Teboho, and that pretty much takes us to the end of the show for today. I've absolutely loved spending time with you. We'll do this again on Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. From myself, Lukho Mokoediphuthi, have a great afternoon. We give it a name, we call it a day.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.